Hello guys, welcome you all to the Budding HR Professional Podcast. I'm your Tamil Zayan. So I'm back with another interesting and needed episode for you guys. And I could see that most of my listeners are from the age category 18 to 22. So the lot of questions which I deal with is there is any internship opportunity. So today I'm going to cover a topic to tell you how you can get an internship. So getting an internship is not an easy task because as a fresher we don't have any experience, but still we need to be validated in the market. So for these I have 8 tips that can be followed to get efficiently into the internships in this competitive market. So first is defining your goals. Identify specific area of your interest and skills you want to develop during the internship. Consider the type of industry, company size and work culture that you want to be in and which will be aligned with your career goals. For example, if I want to be into technology, then your internship should be, you know, concerned about the technological learnings instead of getting into a different entity or different company where your interest doesn't lie. So there is no use in that. So first define your goals, what you want out of that internship and what are the experience and professionalism you want to learn out of that internship. Second one is building your resume. Resume is not only for getting a job, it also needed for an internship, because if you're getting a job you need to highlight all the important skills you have. In the same way, the internship is also becoming very competitive, so you need to show your, you know, presence in the competitive market by your skills and definitions which you already did in your present, you know, pursuing your educations. So create a well-organized resume that includes your educational background, relevant coursework and any related experience. Highlight specific achievements and skills that are applicable to your internships you are targeting. For example, you are getting into tech side of, you know, internship, then you highlight all your technological achievements which you did in the past. It can be a simple one, but make it as a very prominent one, or, you know, put it in such a way that it creates some value for you. And third one is online presence. This is very important because even though you have a good resume and defined your goal, online presence is very important to, you know, reaching out to the competitive market. Develop a professional LinkedIn profile emphasizing your career aspirations, skills and experience. Connect with professionals in your field of interest and participate in relevant group or discussions. So this gives you a presence in the market which you want to enter and where your future is going to lie. So be, you know, very prominent in this field of, you know, LinkedIn, all other social, professional social medias to engage that you are visible to other people who are probably going to give you an internship or an opportunity to learn something. And fourth is research company. So there are different types of company, and now in the market there are a lot of company where they're going to exhaust your skills and they're not going to value your work out of it. So make sure that the company is valid and liable and it is, you know, working on a very prominent field. So identify potential companies offering internships in your desired field. Research their values, projects and work culture to tailor your application accordingly. So whenever you choose a company, make sure that you are tailoring your resume and all your previous experience according to that, so that it would be easier to enter into that company. And fifth is job portal. So this is the area you can view the opportunity. So utilize job portals like Naukri, LinkedIn, Internshala to explore internship opportunities and regularly update your profiles on these platforms and set job alerts for relevant position, because in these, you know, platforms they are the recruiter or the people who want to hire can see how much you are active in this portal. That shows how much you are interested to get into this internship. So please make sure that you are very active in the job portals. And sixth is networking. Networking is a very, very, very important thing if you want to get a job or an internship. Attend industry events, seminars and conferences to expand your professional network. Leverage your college alumni network and seek advice from professors and industrial professionals. Next step is applying strategically. Start applying for internships well in advance of the desired stage. Customize your application for each position, emphasizing how your skills matches the specific requirements of the internship. And next step is preparing for an interview. Practice common interview questions and prepare concise and impactful response for each questions. Write a compelling cover letter that showcases your enthusiasm for the internship and your alignment with the company goals. And these are the few steps that would help you to secure an internship for your career. And I hope that this would be very useful for you guys. And with this, I'm going to end this podcast. Thanks for listening to this podcast.